listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. Tributes are flowing in for a 13-year-old boy who died from burns after a house fire in Mount Tarcoola last week. He was one of four in the home at the time of the fire. Two others are in a critical condition while the third has been released from hospital. Flowers have been laid at the front of the home. Concerns residents are becoming scared to speak up about substandard rentals as the market tightens. Consumer Protection's Debbie Butler says they've received 367 inquiries and 32 complaints about rental repair and maintenance issues in WA this year.
The numbers have fallen a bit this year, but we suspect that's because tenants are very concerned and they are scared to speak out about their properties due to the low vacancy rate.
Relations between China and Australia seem to be improving with the removal of trade barriers on Australian fruit. Some West Aussie mango and citrus producers will be able to export their goods for the first time in 2 years. China is still the country's biggest trading partner. Meantime, Exmouth has been chosen to host this year's Ocean Film Festival. It showcases films which aim to educate on the importance of protecting our oceans. This year also marks 10 years of the festival. It kicks off on the 30th of this month. Thousands descended on the Midwest town of Mullawar at the weekend for the annual muster. More than 5,000 people revelled in the excitement on Saturday. There were all the usual trappings, including bull riding, whip cracking and music. To local sport, the Geraldton Buccaneers have a big match in the NBL 1 West men's side this weekend. They face off against the Joondalup Wolves on Saturday night. The Bucks will be looking for another win after some good results so far this season. Tip-offs at 7 o'clock at Active West Stadium. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.